Hello, welcome back to another podcast. Today it's going to be a solo episode with just me, Randa Caraba, and I'm actually getting myself dressed, so I'm like multitasking here, but I haven't done a solo episode in a while, and I do have one more guest lined up in a couple days, and then after that I'm going to be taking a little bit of a podcast break because this PowerFit custom app is about to take over my world come the middle of April. We've got three or four really time-inducive months of content migration, content creation, app creation, basically. So I wanted to come on and do a little solo episode until then to give y'all some new stuff to listen to and to say when it goes and there's a couple months without anything on there, I'm not leaving forever, just taking a little break to focus on where my top priority has to be work-wise and my time. So let's go ahead and dive on in. First thing I wanted to share about was, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that number one, we had like the craziest year, 2021. And I honestly feel like it continued into 2022. The new year, let's see, Grant got COVID. It hit him hard. Like when I had it a year ago, I wasn't that bad, but Grant got hit hard with just the tired, the body aches. And so that was hard getting over that. I'm sure some of you have had where COVID's hit your family harder than others. And then Grant and I got the stomach bug right after that. So as soon as, Croy got diagnosed with IgA vasculitis. Scary, scary, scary stuff. If you haven't followed around, it was like really big, deep, dark, red, almost maroonish, huge spots all over his bottom half. And they were like, his blood vessels were basically leaking, and it was an autoimmune attack from a double ear infection he had. So COVID, all this with Croy. With Croy, it was really scary the first couple of days, and we had to get his urine checked and his blood pressure checked twice a week for over a month. Then it went to once a week, and now we just got elevated up to once. It went to once a week, and now we're elevated up to once a month. Then Grant and I got the stomach bug, which was on our anniversary weekend, but we were supposed to fly out on the Thursday before our anniversary, and that's when the first snowstorm came, so it was going to be icy roads. We were supposed to be flying out at 6 a.m., so there was truly like no way to get to the airport, so we couldn't go. It was a blessing because then we ended up with this crazy stomach bug. Like, I've had a stomach bug before, but never like a 3 days worth of stomach bug. Finally, by the last day, I had to call to have some help with Croy because we were just not doing good and struggling to take care of ourselves, much less little man. And then we rescheduled our trip. When we rescheduled, this is crazy. We went to the airport. We were all packed up, had little man all packed and ready to go, right? I'm not little man ready, packed and ready to go, but packed at home and all stuff set for him. My mom was going to be watching him, taking him to school, having him over the weekend. It was going to be like a 4-day trip. So we go to the airport, and keep in mind, this is a surprise destination trip. So I don't know where we're going. I just know it's the beach, so pack for the beach. So that's what I did. So we go to Austin. That's where our flight is, and everything's wonderful. Like, it's a beautiful day. Weather's perfect. All is good. We get on our flight, and I learn at the gate that we're going to Tampa, Florida. That apparently was not our final destination. I still don't know where our final destination is, and Grant still wants to keep that a secret from me for when we ever are able to go to this place. So we get on the flight, and everything's fine. Everyone's loading up, and as we're getting ready to start taking off, they, I guess like this really bad thunderstorm hits, or not had not hit yet, but was going to hit Tampa while we were in the air, and so flying in, we were going to be affected. So we had to wait, I think, like an hour and a half on the plane. And after that, it looked like it was going to be letting up and we were going to be going back to the gate to get more fuel, because sitting there on the plane for an hour and a half, apparently we needed more fuel, especially if we were going to take a little delay, I guess, landing with that thunderstorm. So when we get back to the gate, I'm thinking like, okay, if we're at the gate, like we'll either get going. If not, it'll be delayed, but we're like right there. So if we want to run in and get something at the restaurants or whatever, you know. Well, we get told we're not going to know then for another hour and a half, but we could not get off the plane. So if we were to get off the plane, we would have sacrificed our seats, and Grant splurged and got first class tickets. So We would have lost our seats, and our luggage was going to Tampa no matter what, unless the flight got canceled. So it was like, and I know that in situations like that, they will like literally deliver your luggage right to your home if there's ever a situation like that, even though we live 2 hours away from the airport. So it was like, okay, at this point, we're now going to get there maybe in time for dinner, maybe not for our first day. That was Thursday. And then Friday was going to be a nice day. Well, Saturday was showing all rain in the forecast. We had known that, or Grant had known that for a couple of days before, and he tried to get us into the spa that day. It was overbooked. So we're already like not going to have really anything to do that Saturday, and we would have left first thing Sunday morning. So I'm already at the realization of like, okay, if this flight, even if it doesn't get canceled, but if we start taking off so late where we miss our Thursday evening plans, like, do we still want to go on this trip? Because I know, you know, just time away, money of the trip, all of those things. So we decided we would just wait it out till like 3 o'clock because we boarded, I think, like at 9 o'clock or something. We decided we would wait it out till 3 o'clock. It's crazy, right? And right around then, they canceled the flight. So canceled the flight, which means we could all get our baggage, get off the plane, go home. So we have to go to baggage claim. And there is a madhouse. So ours was one of only two luggages that Grant and I packed together in one big suitcase. Proud of myself. So ours was one of two suitcases that was rerouted the wrong way. So we had to wait, I think, a total of like 2 hours on our bag. There was a point where it had been a little over an hour, and Grant was like, I'm just going to go get the car out of the garage. You wait here, and if it's not there, we'll just like leave. So while Grant was gone getting the car, I did find out that it had been rerouted the wrong way. I was at that point just like, hey, just ship us our luggage or bring it to our house or whatever this is. Like, this is just a shot travel day, right? Oh, and I also forgot to say, when we got off the plane, the only way we could reschedule or cancel to get our money back or a new flight was we had to go to the gate number 28. You know me, I got off the flight, I took off running. So I was number 4 in line. You should have seen how long that line was, and they only had 2 people working it. And there was one family with one attendant that never moved, even though I was like number 4 in line. So one person helped 3 of us while the other one stayed stagnant. So no telling how long that line would have taken. And that's how they made us do it. So that sucked. And then the luggage thing. So by the time I was just about to get in the car with Grant and be like, screw it, they'll just send us our luggage. It showed up. It didn't show up then, but we knew that it was like 10 minutes away. So it was like, we might as well wait another 10 minutes to have our bags. So we got our bags and we just trucked on home. It was a total of like a over 12-hour travel day for nothing. And you know what? With the way that the world has hit us this last year, I've told a few of my friends about it, and they're like, oh, my husband would be angry, or I'd be so disappointed, I'd be so upset. It was just another day for me. Isn't that crazy? Like, I handled it with such grace. So did Grant. He wasn't losing it either. Like, we were like, okay, we just have a day together, travel day of nothing. We'll make the most of it. We'll stop at Bucky's on the way home, get all the turkey jerky we want, get all the snacks, go home, see our little man. And we stayed under the radar. So I didn't tell anybody about, like, nobody besides my mom about that, because I was at a total burnout phase. So I needed some time off social media. Yeah, we were just low key, as if we had been on that vacation, but we weren't. And so that was fun to spend that little very quality time for the weekend with Croy, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Grant had taken off Friday, so he just stayed off. And then at this point, we were like, okay, what do we do about this trip? Do we rebook it? Do we not? Is God telling us, like, don't go on this trip? So at this point, we decided not to rebook it, at least not for now. We did book a house in Destin, Florida, that's coming up in April, and we're going to drive because it's 9 hours away. We can pack. We can take little man with us. So this will not just be a mommy daddy anniversary trip. It will be family vacation. So we'll take little man with us. We may even take Barbie with us. I believe the house is pet friendly. We haven't decided, but we could take Barbie with us too. So we're going to do that in April because I don't think airports are our thing for 2022 yet. Oh, and keep in mind, while we're sitting there waiting, we had to have a mask on the whole time. And like the some people say, like, I guess if you're waiting or if you're in first class or different things like that, like, they won't be as crazy about the mask. No, it was the, if you just took a sip of your water, you better put that mask right back up. So, yeah, we just rolled with it. So, I know a lot of people were like, are y'all okay? Is everything all right? It was just kind of a long story to tell for Instagram, and I didn't want to go into it. I just wanted my downtime, and then I just kind of haven't had any solo time here on the podcast to lay into it. So that's what happened. And you know what's really crazy is a lot of those people on our flight to Tampa rescheduled for the next day, Friday, and it happened all over again. So I was like, thank God we just canceled ours and didn't have 2 days of that, because I handled it super well the first day. You talk about day two, I probably wouldn't have been quite as much of a champ. And I'd even heard, like, some people that were trying to get, like, home to Tampa, like, obviously we were traveling to there for vacation, but people who were trying to get home, I guess, had to, like, some of them even buy cars because the rentals were all out and, like, people had to get home. So, crazy stuff. Just insane. So that's what was going on there, and we're going to take a little beach trip. Kate was just in the Bahamas and invited us to, I mean, not Bahamas, Cabo, and it invited us to go, and the place was incredible, but it was during the week, and we would have had to take little man, which they had childcare during the day. Sorry, I'm putting my lip liner on. So they had childcare during the day, and I was like, okay, Grant, let's take him, and Grant was like, you know, it's just Kate and Coop. They're not taking their son, and we don't want to, like, be the one to bring the child, even though Kate was like, oh, totally, whatever. You know, she's so cool and chill. But Grant was like, if we're going to go on a trip of this stat, like, level, I want it to be just us. Because, you know, flying with a little one is not always an easy task. So that's why we decided to do the house in Destin. And just, again, we have not even rescheduled our vacation trip because I don't know if it's meant to be at this point. So that's that update. Let's see. PowerFit App World is crazy. We're hoping to launch by September 15th. Fingers crossed. My world is about to get really, really crazy on the app work side come April 12th. So I'm going to have to, like, cut back on some of my, obviously, the, like, podcast. I'll probably cut back on some of the YouTube. I just have to, like, prioritize my time really well for those couple of months. And you know what's crazy is this year I had set my word to be enjoy. Like, I've worked, you know, really hard for a long time, built one company, built an online company with it, moved a couple times, building online presence, built PowerFit, built a couple homes. Like, I just feel like we've been building, which is a blessing. Like, how amazing that we're able to build. But I feel like I'm at this place where I'm kind of a little burnout of building, and I want to kind of, like, coast and enjoy and maintain. And as much as that's been my word, like, enjoy, I think it's going to be more realistic for next year. And I wish it was this year. I'm ready. So hopefully this little trip to Destin will be a little bit of my word and joy for the year 2022. So that's my update there work-wise. Let's see. Oh, listening to y'all. Y'all always liked when I kind of shared my favorite things, like, that are not sponsored. So for instance, my favorite thing I would say for this one would be, I love, love, love the Elta MD skincare broad spectrum. It's like a SPF 44 facial sunscreen, but I get the tinted one, and it's really light. The consistency and texture is so smooth. During the week, I pretty much don't wear makeup, so that will help me if, like, I'm a little more pale, or my tone or texture isn't quite as, like, even, or if I'm not sun-kissed. It kind of just gives me that little glow, but it is medical grade and can be more expensive. So I have a follow-up that is much more affordable. So there's a Cetaphil brand, and it's called Redness Relieving Daily Facial Moisturizer. It has sunscreen. Now, the broad spectrum SPF is only 20, to where the medical grade one is 44. But this one is for redness prone skin. I'm sure they have ones that are not for the redness prone skin, but I am more redness prone, and it is tinted as well. So love that. So my ultimate favorite is the Elta MD skincare broad spectrum facial sunscreen that's tinted. They also have one that's not tinted. And then for the more affordable option would be the Cetaphil Daily Facial Moisturizer. Again, they have the Redness Relieving. It's SPF 20 and tinted, and I'm sure they have non-tinted as well. So those are things that I'm catching myself going to a lot here lately, And so I wanted to share that with y'all. Heat Ups, we launched a new orange chicken bowl, which has been really, really popular. We have two other new menu items that we're working on. You can always shop with discount code POWERFIT. And yeah, that's kind of my world. Croy finally started walking at 19 months and 1 week old. Probably one of the latest walkers out there, but we were just as proud as punch and happy as can be when he decided it was his time to start walking. We're having so much fun with him. He started yesterday doing like head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We'll sing it to him and do it, you know? Of course, his version is like head, toes, and nose. So we get a few of them. He's in maintenance swim lessons. You know, he started that when he was 6 months old. So we're back to, you know, getting caught up with our little maintenance lessons. He is in a little school. He loves it. Mom loves it because I can get a lot done. Now, I will say once the app launches, I would like to have more mom time with Croy during the week. It's a little too much for my liking right now, but that's just kind of where the work calendar is. Can you tell that I'm putting on my mascara? Because my voice, you know how you like kind of slow down or focus, open your mouth? That's what I'm doing with my mascara. And for my cheap mascara, like during the week mascara, I just use the Maybelline Great Lash. I feel like that is a great one. So I'll just do a little eyebrows, a little bit of face, gloss, and mascara. And that's that. So we're getting Easter stuff together here. I'm about to record some reels for Instagram. I've been doing some funny ones. Y'all have to go check them out. I think that's just kind of my little life update right now. So I really just wanted to tell y'all about the craziness of the story of us not going on the trip, but stay tuned because we're going to be going to Destin, and I love traveling with little man. I actually grew up doing like road trips with my family, and so I love those kinds of things, and I don't think 9 hours is too bad. Grant's normally not as much of a road tripper, but he is so excited about it. And we got a house right on the beach. It's like newly renovated, really like white, bright, all these like windows, floor to ceiling. And yeah, it's right on the beach. So that's going to be awesome. I know a lot of people have been asking about our house, and I don't think we're going to showcase it until next spring now. I know I'm sure y'all are like, gosh, she just keeps delaying it. But I didn't realize we'd be doing an app this year. Like we decided on the app in November, beginning of December. We thought it would be like one more year. So with the app coming out like September, there'll be a big push, social media and marketing, and just so much of my time and focus on the app. Then once it launches, there's going to be like a month or two of, you know, people learning something new, lots of customer support, things like that. And then we go straight into November, December, January, which are the absolute busiest times for PowerFit. And so I think after that, I will focus on the house. We are deep in planning Croy's second birthday party. I'm going big again. I'm sure some of y'all are like, oh my gosh, why? But I still get to choose this one. It's kind of like a baby party, but also an adult party. We don't get to get all of our family together for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So this is a way of like getting all of our family together, all of our friends together. It's kind of like my favorite thing of the whole year. And I like doing it for Croy's birthday rather than like my birthday, for instance. I'm much better at giving that attention to him. So what else? I think that's kind of my life update. Y'all keep following along on Instagram. I've been showing little sneak peeks of the app here and there whenever I'm in some design meetings, and we're just going to keep on rocking. So I hope that this podcast brought you a little bit of knowledge or tidbit or update or something fun to listen to while you're driving. Yep, that's it. I've got one more guest lined up, and then we're going to take a little podcast break. We'll get back to the mini series with the empowerment coaches come the fall. I feel like that'll be a really good time once the app is out. So we're not going away forever, but it's going to slow down a little bit on the podcast side. So if you're an avid podcast listener, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, and thank you in advance for your understanding. All right, y'all, have a great day. If you loved this episode, quick little solo one with me, go ahead, share this on your Instagram story, tag me. Unbothered Blondes as well. Leave me a review. If you're, you know, sad but understanding of our break, we love any kind of feedback. Things you want to hear in the fall, we're always listening to what y'all want more of. So thank you so much for tuning in. Everyone have a great day. Bye, y'all.